like, isn't it a bit hypocritical to, like, judge other people and while you're simultaneously telling your kids to, like, be that judgmental and walk around in other people's shoes? Like isn't that just... It just isn't very comfortable with me. Like, just how conceited he sounds when he labels others as, like, beasts and stuff, and the hypocrisy of the whole thing, you know, really just reflect that Atticus has flaws, and I think the author did not actively try to mask the fact that he's flaws. I don't think she was, like, trying to create this facade of, like, a perfect man. She's not doing that, but it does come across as that, somehow, at least to me. And, like, he's just so stubborn and, like, blind by his, like, sort of, like, justice, you know? I also think that the courtroom drama is a bit mellow. It's, like, melodrama. And I'm not saying I don't enjoy melodrama, but, I don't know, a bit over the top for me. Yes, so bringing back to the point that he's stubborn, I feel like this quality is always, like, it is, like, kind of, like, a downside, right? But somehow, it's just like when you say you're a perfectionist, it is a downside, but it's somehow viewed in a very positive light. And yeah, so stubbornness is also one thing. There are so many protagonists, especially like those chosen ones. So, you know, they are very stubborn. You just do what they want to do. Like, you know, I don't care. I need to save the world. I need to bring justice back. I need to rescue those that are suffering because, I don't know, I was born to be the savior. Like, I don't know. It's just... it's a bit triggered because obviously Atticus wasn't really thinking, or maybe he thought about it, but it doesn't seem to bother him that much that his children might be treated badly. His children might be suffering because of him. Like, I guess sometimes you have to just believe in yourself and do the things that are right, but he doesn't really care about the reputation of, like, his children and, like, are they gonna, you know, are their friends gonna leave them? And of course, you might argue that true friends won't, like, judge and discriminate, but, you know, real life is harsh. He doesn't care if his children's going through hell, if people is gonna, like, I don't know, throw nasty remarks at them, or, like, whatever's gonna happen to them, because, as he himself said, people are wild and vicious and just, like, psycho when something triggers them. So, if, you know, he's doing it so publicly, like, he's supporting this black guy so publicly. Has he ever thought about, like, what impact this has on his children? Like, if they were ostracized, you know, at such a young age, and having lost their mother, like, you know, how are they gonna feel? Like, how's life gonna be? Like, I don't know, I feel like it might be interesting to show this side of him. Like, he's doing this, but he's also acknowledging the fact that, you know, there are certain consequences that come, and that he's sorry, and that he, I don't know, that he struggles internally, even if it's like for moments, for fleeting moments. But I think from start to end, he's like pushed under this very heroic, like, that, you know, is like very liberal. It's very left-wing, definitely. I actually wouldn't say that equality is a purely left-wing concept. But the way that he preaches it and, I don't know, rants about it, and how he just talks about the people that are not on the same side as him. I mean, of course, I think he also said something to Jem about a real gentleman, like, never needing to fight. You know, like he fights with his own words, you know, and not physically. But it's just, like, moral kidnapping, like... I agree, of course, that racism is bad and that what he's doing is good. He's trying to push for a good change in the community, but I don't think he's actively trying to make people understand. And, like, I think his method is kind of, like, just, it's without any finesse at all. Of course, it's also very hard to change people's mindsets back then, and it's understandable, right? I mean, I'm sure you can understand why people feel that way. So sometimes, like, his reactions towards people, like how he just despise those that are just, like, not on the same ground as him, or, like, speak of them with such contempt. I'm gonna try to find another example. I managed to find another one, but this one is not as effective as the last one. Actually, I kind of like this quote. So it's a good say that the only thing that doesn't abide by majority rules is his own conscience, which is a great quote, and he's delivering a great message. But it's just that, again, the way that he speaks about people and like the implications, like there's these innuendos about people having no conscience, and like how come he's the only one with brains and wits in this situation? So is he saying that his dealing one has a good heart in place, and that the rest of the world, the rest of the town is just are just like trash? Like, I don't know. It's just very, again, the feeling about like one man taking moral high ground and trying to condemn and like censure all the rest for like not being as noble or as open-minded as him. Another beloved scene is that part where Atticus holds a gun in front of Tom Robinson's cell and guts him throughout the night, which is heroic, which is glamorous, and it's been glorified, but like, seriously, if he gets killed, though that's unlikely, because protagonists generally don't die that early, but like what, has he ever considered, like, I feel I'm reiterating this point a lot, like too many times by then. I was very perplexed by like how he can live with himself. Of course, I think he said something like, you know, before you live with others, you have to live with yourself, and it's important to be at peace. But then, what if like he's injured and something happens to him, or if, you know, someone decides to target his children and stuff, like if he dies, for example, what's gonna happen to the kids? How are they gonna be a good person, good people, and, you know, how are they gonna treat the whole racism thing? You know, if they know that their father was killed because of this, are they gonna hate on their hometown? Are they gonna hate on their own people? And even if they do still end up being good people despite being so jaded and damaged, you know, after such a traumatizing experience, like, he is putting his children through hell and a lot more, and it's just so shit. It's kind of selfish, like, in pursuing his own sense of justice and in you know, trying to help another man, he's like bringing these things to his children that are like, I just think that he could have done better. I was tempted to say that what he's doing is kind of horrendous, but I think to a certain extent, I also understand his intentions and his motivations. He wants to make it better for people, he wants to help people, and of course we all know it's been established that Tom Robinson is innocent, so yeah, nothing wrong with that, actually. There's also this feeling that Atticus is being too blunt and too straightforward. He's not using skills to like win his case. He's just standing there right in the open, you know, letting himself become the target of attack and of like infamy and slander. I don't know. But of course, I'm no lawyer and I don't know how the procedure actually goes. Maybe there's no better way. And in order to like do a case like this, like, you really have to make so much sacrifice and put yourself out there. But if there's a smarter way, he certainly isn't going for it, and that just irks me somehow. Enough said about that. I think I do truly respect and admire Atticus for some of his good qualities, but I just feel that, as like Scott, this character is not that believable because we only see the like good sides to him, and a bit two dimensional. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential not being explored, as I've said, like, there's certain facets of him struggling and maybe doubting himself a little bit. It's not really shown to the readers, so that's quite a pity. And Atticus was even like in the top spot on the list of like 100 heroes of films, in films, which I think, I mean, sure, he's a great guy, but does he really deserve that spot? Like, seriously, like, are you kidding me? he's certainly one that people can look up to, especially children, but don't treat him as a sin. Like, he's not like some holy Jesus.